Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, we're back!
Oh, we're back.
Oh, Sammy quit.
Pretty sure. I have not heard from her in a while.
Well, I see her on Instagram. She's probably mad because we're just not consistent, just like everybody else that listens to Love Country Talk to Chuck. Welcome to the craziness of this party called
Talk to Jesus. Chuck.
Okay. We should probably redo that.
Why?
Okay, let's not.
Coming to you from the Glasshouse Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
All right, we're back.
Why would you want to redo that?
I don't know. I just thought it was a little was lacking something.
Okay.
You know what it was lacking?
What?
Sammy.
Yeah, I'm too nice. I'll try to be mean on this one.
Mean to Sammy?
To you. No, to you.
Oh.
I have to fill her shoes today.
How you been?
Pretty good. Busy. Super busy.
Busy doing what?
I went to a bachelorette party, went to a wedding.
Really?
A lot going on. Yeah.
Here in Nashville?
Bachelorette party was in Scottsdale, wedding Kansas City.
Same person?
Yeah.
Really? So you yes. All in the, like close together
well,
like
yeah,
that?
Since I've been on here. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
because I couldn't make the last one.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was just Sammy and I.
Right.
That's so. Why it feels like it's been 3 weeks for you.
Okay,
it's only been two. It's been two.
Something like that, yeah.
So we're a little behind the eight ball. Yeah, you need to hear yourself more?
Maybe.
Here, what do you need right here? Say something.
Turn me up a little louder.
How's that?
No, my mic.
Your mic?
Yeah.
How about that?
No, your one.
How about that?
Yeah. Yep, that's better.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
My voice is quiet.
No, I know. Not when you sing the national anthem.
Woo! That was so cool. I want to do it again.
That should be bumping. So you still want to do... Even after how nerve-wracking it is, you still want to sing the national anthem.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Mm.
I feel like hockey is the easiest one to sing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't go to hockey games.
So you're not familiar with it? So it's like a strange place?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. True. Where did you send the news to me? Because I want to get right into it.
Your email.
There's some good stuff going on. So I wish Sammy was here. And this is why. Because she's on the road... With Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And Old Dominion, the lead singer is what? Matt Ramsey.
Matthew Ramsey, yeah.
Matthew Ramsey. And he got injured.
I saw that.
Mm. Doing what? Like four-wheeling or something?
Yeah, it was like an ATV wreck. That's crazy. He fractured his pelvis.
That's bad, dude.
Like in three places. I mean, that's not good.
I feel like you're doing something wrong. If you flip... Because I drive ATVs. You don't flip them unless you're doing something crazy.
Uh-huh. Like, that's
right?
Why, I mean, he had to be going, what was he doing? Does he do, like, crazy
Oh, you know what? Maybe he was tracks. Jumping. Maybe he was jumping. Mm. That's the only way I can imagine.
I guess.
Did
that
it say?
That seems risky when you're on tour.
I know.
Really
well, now I'm worried about Sammy. She's not answering her our group text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And, technically... She's out of a job right now because Old Dominion's not on the road.
For how long? Okay, they said three shows, but that kind of...
No way. With a broken pelvis?
Yeah, that's what I'm... Mm. I mean, that's not good. Are they going to wheel him out? He'll just sing from a wheelchair?
I wouldn't doubt it. Didn't he come out? He came out with a foot thing before.
Okay.
Remember? He like broke a foot or something.
I didn't know.
Wasn't that him?
No.
No, he had a sling.
Oh, he did?
Right, I think so.
Well, this is like way different. Mm. He's going to have like a recliner up there.
I would have a hospital bed where it's like that big ones that you can recline and go up. Uh-huh. And then I'd have a nurse come out in the middle, feed him. Dolly Parton, Garth Brooks, they're going to co-host a 2023 ACM Awards.
That's amazing. Is that not Garth's? I think it's his first like award show he's ever hosted. I think what I read, right?
You know what that means.
What?
His career's starting to tank. It's going downhill.
Why?
It's going downhill. Once you start giving in to like freebies like that.
Oh. That's a freebie?
I don't think they get paid. If they do, it's not a lot.
Yeah. Well, not like they need it though. They don't need that.
Dolly Parton doesn't need any money.
No.
So you know there's a thing called Q Factor for celebrities.
No.
Okay. What? So a Q Factor, a Q score is what they call it. A Q score is like how famous basically you are, right?
Yeah.
Dolly Parton has one of the highest Q factor scores out there amongst everyone.
Really?
Yeah. So like let's say you go to you just go to a different country and you're like, do you know who Dolly Parton is? They'll be like, oh yeah, I know.
Okay.
Or what their worth is, how many, when she's on a news station, how many viewers view it. Like this, it's a whole big picture of how popular someone is. And Dolly Parton is one of the most popular people in the world.
I mean, I can see that.
Like a Michael Jordan. Everybody knows Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Garth.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be Garth.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like this is one of the smartest things I think the ACMs have done.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In a long time. They've done some dumb things before, too.
like not having you host.
No.
Just kidding.
Just canceling people.
That's true.
For no reason, but now they're back and they're like winning everything. Okay, so.
How about that?
They did do, let's see. Remember Damon Whiteside? He was on the podcast.
Yeah, he was.
He's the executive producer of the ACMs. And they're doing it. Well, let me try and find this. They're streaming it now. Prime Video.
Oh, they're streaming it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You have to watch it on Prime.
Oh, you can't even watch it on TV?
I don't think so.
Interesting. Did you know Bobby Bones Show is nominated?
Well, I was going to let you bring it up.
Oh, well, I just want to say that.
So speaking of nominated. The ACMs.
I just thought it was cool.
You know what I think is cool? What are you nominated for?
Daily National Personality of the Year. Daily On Air.
Daily On Air National Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
Here's what I think is cool about the Bobby Bones Show. Because I've been on a nationally syndicated show.
Yeah.
And it was just named, basically, if it was the Blair Garner Show or if it was Ty Kelly and Chuck, it was just named the show, whatever the show was. Uh-huh. He does something awesome, right? I'm assuming it's his position to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He names everybody on the show.
I don't think he did that. I don't know who did that, honestly, because he saw it too and he was like, literally everybody is listed on there. But he is the type to recognize everybody.
I think that's awesome.
But yeah, it looks really funny. There's like 10 of us there. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is like one name.
I know. Two names.
But
three.
I'm on, so cool.
I know. I like so it. If you win, do you get a trophy?
Yeah.
So all 10 of you get a trophy?
Yes.
That's why.
Maybe 12, but yeah.
That's why they're going to. ACMs is like, we got to stop letting you guys win. This is costing us too much money.
They hate us. That's how it was with CMA Awards.
Why?
I got a trophy.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. Like I have a glass trophy in my house.
You have a CMA Award at the house?
Yeah. I should have brought it in.
You be.
Anyway, so that'd be cool. But Garth Brooks will be there. And Dolly. I don't even know if I'll be there, though. So
why would you not be there? You're nominated for an award.
I don't think we're going to get to go. We have to work.
From where?
Well, this is in Texas. We'll be in Nashville.
So what is this? It's being shown in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
It's in Frisco.
Frisco?
At the Ford Center. At the Star in Frisco, Texas.
God, I'm not.
There's a lot we don't know about.
maybe if you love country music, you shouldn't talk to me. You know?
It's fine. It's like the anniversary or something, isn't it? Oh, geez, I'm probably wrong.
Anniversary for what?
Like a 50th. Yeah, see? Oh, it's the 58th. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Love Country Talk to Chuck, where Abby and Chuck read the news in real time with you.
Yeah, we are.
Let's learn together.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking.
No,
next.
You can't now.
It's the 58th year.
It is.
Yeah, I get the CMAs and the ACMs confused.
Do you like when artists threaten to kick out fans in their concerts?
Yeah.
You do?
If the fan did something mm-hmm. that deserves it, yeah. I am all about it. Like violence or anything.
Well,
yeah.
A fan tossed a cup of beer at Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
This is over in Australia, I think, right? Yeah, I think it was.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it was. That's yeah, where
it was in Australia, that, where they do shoeies. You know what a shoeie is?
Yeah. They like fill a boot with beer and you chug it.
So gross.
Is that right?
Yes.
Have you done that?
No.
Ew. That's gross.
First of all, I've never been to Australia. I would definitely go. And I would only do a shoeie if I was basically up on stage in front of 10,000 people and they were daring me to.
Yeah. And you were already drunk.
Yeah. Because I'm a sucker for peer pressure. So I would definitely do it. All right, so he goes, one of y'all own up to this or I'm going to kick the whole effing group out. That's who he said to
them. Well, I mean, I saw the video, did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's like so, why would you pay that much money to throw something at an artist?
I think everybody pointed at the guy. They're like, oh. It was Daryl.
They did immediately. It was
Daryl the whole time.
There was no hesitation.
Kick him out. Daryl's an asshole. Kick him out.
I wonder if they did. I think they did.
100%.
Just him or the whole group? Just Daryl.
Just Daryl. By the way, we don't know if his name was Daryl. I'm just assuming a guy that throws a beer at Morgan Wallen would be named Daryl.
Is that an Australian name?
I don't know.
An Australian?
Daryl.
I don't know.
Good day, mate. Daryl.
That's not. It was not a Daryl. It's probably like a
Chris.
A Benji. I don't know.
Holy shit.
That's stupid. Okay. But yeah, I'm all for it. That's just rude. And it was all over him. His whole outfit was just sprayed with beer.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like it.
Maybe he was thirsty. Yeah.
No. You who, Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, maybe Daryl thought he was thirsty, so he threw a beer at him.
I don't think so.
What is your favorite thing about doing the Bobby Bones show, Abby? Since you're nominated for an ACM, what's your favorite thing?
I like talking on there. It's very unexpected.
So you don't know when he's going to call on you?
No, that's the thing. You never know.
He never preps you?
Uh-uh.
Really?
No. Like, I'll be talking on the phone. He's like, Abby, can you come to the mic real quick? And I'm like, oh, shoot. What are you going to say? But then it's usually, like, somebody making fun of me or my dating life or something.
So. How was your dating life?
Nothing too exciting.
Non-existent?
Yeah. I'm not dating.
Really?
I'm not on dating apps or anything. I'm kind of over it.
Mm. So. Did you guys do spring break?
No. We don't do that.
Really?
Uh-uh, we only do summer.
What do you do? You do summer break?
Yeah, we don't have anything until like June or July. Oh. Another break.
And what does a break consist of? Like do you record the shows and then mm-hmm. take off?
Yeah, some are like best ofs, you know, like best bits from the past, and then some we do like fresh episodes.
And you give people a heads up on it?
No. No heads up.
Oh, you're just like, oh, sorry. Oh.
Yeah, and we hope that they don't know.
Interesting.
But I mean, if you're listening every day, you're going to know probably. You're like, I've already heard this.
So. Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
But that's in the summer.
I'm taking pointers here.
Oh, for what?
For when we do our own show.
Okay.
Be like, what to do, what not to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. And the games. The games are good, too. People like games we play.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good game? Who doesn't love a good game night?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Family game night.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
ShinersNashville.com, we've added a show. It's doing so well.
Oh, like a second show a night?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So one show Thursday, one show Friday. Now we got two shows on Saturday. And let me tell you something. As a performer in the show, it's a little exhausting. It's super weird because you have to like read. As a performer, like let's just use music as an example. If I'm going out there, I'm getting ready to get on stage, I'm doing Chuck Wick show, whatever it is, and the 17 people that bought tickets are out there. So I'm out there, I'm getting ready to entertain. Like for the first time, energy's high, boom, I'm out there. I do the whole show. By the end of the show, you're kind of like at this high, mm-hmm. and then you come off stage, and then you have a resilient high from the energy.
Yes.
But now I got to train my brain to go back to square one to have the same energy as I had when I walk out on stage the first time.
Yeah, that's a lot. How is that?
It's going really well.
Really?
Yeah. But personally, like mentally, I think for performers to do two shows in a row like that, you have to like space it out. Like you have to get in a good headspace. So you don't, because you feel like you just did it. You're like, oh, I just did that. But then you have to train your brain that like, oh, no, it's a different audience. They haven't heard the joke yet.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do in between? Like,
well, the acrobats stretch. They start stretching right away. So they don't get tight. Stiff.
What do you do for energy? You can't like eat that much, right?
No,
I mean, they're like upside down.
All the acrobats, it's crazy. They eat in the middle of the show.
Oh.
Like the girls that fly in the air, as soon as they get down, they have like chicken and rice.
Ew, I would be throwing up.
Same.
Hanging upside down?
Same. I don't know how they do it.
And I feel like that guy's going to permanently like be.
Oh, the contortionist?
Disjointed. Yes. He like, oh, it just looks very painful.
All right. Well, check it out. ShinersNashville.com.
That's impressive, though.
I did find out somebody from one of the members of NSYNC is going to come to the Shiners.
What? Which mm-hmm. one? Can you say?
I don't want to say.
You can't?
No.
How do you know?
Because I talked to him.
Oh. Okay.
He's like, hey, man, I've seen your billboards and I saw the show. Like, my wife and I can't wait to come see it.
It's JT.
All right.
That'd
I will
be
say,
awesome.
Okay. It's not. I'll say it's not JT.
Okay. I didn't think it's not it JT. Would be,
but I will say that I kind of geeked out when he said he was going to come and he knew like about the show.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
Are you going to invite him up?
No.
Oh,
I would never during, do that.
What if he wants to?
Could you imagine? He sits down and be like, oh my gosh. Bye, bye, bye. You know,
he gets so mad. Do you think he'd be mad?
No, I think he would laugh. I think he's got a good personality.
I think you should do it.
Can you, do you think you know who it is?
I think so.
I'll give you a hint. I think they're coming Friday.
I think I know who it is, but
really?
Yeah. I'm not going to say. Okay. I won't say.
Anyway, ShinersNashville.com. You never know who you're going to see there.
Oh, you never know.
Maybe NSYNC.
The whole band's getting back together at Shiners.
I got to be honest. It's super weird to try to have a funny, uplifting conversation about life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the shooting that happened last week. Just because I think living in Nashville and there's no way we could sit here and look at each other and not acknowledge it. So it's been tough, man. It's been weird times. I've had a lot of people reach out and they're like, how's it going over there? And just this, you can, the energy in the city is like, it's different. The last past week, I feel like I've just been kind of in a daze, like just kind of been thinking, mm-hmm. like constantly thinking.
Yes.
And constantly, and honestly pissed off. Like I see some stuff online that people like, it's amazing what people, everybody responds differently to tragedy, but it's amazing what people think they feel they need to say.
Oh yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like that's the first thing you want to say. That's the first thing you want to post. That's the first thing you want a story about is that, because mm-hmm. I don't know. It's last time I checked, it ain't about you.
Right.
You know,
it's very hard to look at social media.
And yeah. And what sucks is like, man, I've seen some of the ones that I've seen have come from friends of mine or people that I know.
Really?
Maybe not friends. I wouldn't say friends, but I know them. I've known them through being in the music industry. So you just know a lot of people. It doesn't mean you're friends with them mm-hmm. or agree with them. It just means you know them.
Right.
And it's just like, I may want to not have that person in my life.
I know.
You know?
But really.
I mean, I want to associate with that person, which sucks. But it's interesting. It's a weird, it's odd. You don't even know. It's, sometimes it's okay not to respond.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, so you don't have to say something.
I thought, do you know Danny Gokey?
Yeah.
So Danny Gokey and I, he's a Christian artist now.
Mm-hmm. He was on American Idol, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal singer, like one of the best. He's basically the Christian artist version of Shay from Dan and Shay.
Yes. That's okay.
That's exactly
that
who
actually
he
is a good way
as far
to
as like a singer, right? And vibe, like it's kind of almost the same vibe, except Danny wears glasses as far as looks go, but he works at this, we were on the same label. We're on RCA Records together. So I got to know him really, really well because American Idol, when he was on that season, he ended up going straight to RCA. I met him. I actually did some shows with him. I was like, man, this guy can really sing. And I remember back then, remembering like, is this guy a country artist? I feel like he's like, there's more to him than that. And he found his way. He found his way to Christian music and he's like crushes it. Mm-hmm. Like he is one of the more popular ones. And he, I started to realize when I followed him on Instagram, like that he was a pretty intellectual guy, very deep. I totally forgot that he had a wife that passed away.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When? Wait,
this
I don't...
was, so he's.
Yeah. Oh, he's like remarried.
He's remarried.
Oh my gosh.
So I think there's like there's a deep rooted value system to who he is and where he is, you know, with his life and just how he thinks about things. And his wife and they put out like a prayer. I posted, I did a story about it. I shared it because I listened to it and it was the day of the shooting. And it was nice. It was nice to hear a positive Christian outlook, a belief in faith and coming together. Mm-hmm. It was nice to hear that and immediately from someone that I knew and to hear their versions. And he had different pastors on and they spoke. I was very impressed by him.
Can we still listen?
Yeah, it's on his page.
Okay.
At Danny Gokey.
Well, Lauren Daigle, she was supposed to have like an album release show that night, but then she canceled it and just did like a prayer deal where people came to
a venue. Oh yeah, so, I saw that.
Yeah, and then people I think she sang, I forget what it was, but
yeah,
a lot of, yeah, all of Nashville kind of did that. I mean, everything was canceled, obviously, shows mm-hmm. and was kind of like dedicated to what happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has been very weird this whole week.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is like, when people say like thoughts and prayers don't matter, I'm like, yeah, they fucking do. Like, no shit, it doesn't change the outcome. Duh. We know that, Captain Obvious, whoever's out there that thinks that.
Yeah.
It's, But you know what? I bet you if a parent or someone that knew someone sees it, it probably feels pretty good that they're being thought of. Mm-hmm. Like someone actually does give a shit.
Right.
And thinks about it. So the fact that you would just tear something down like that. And I what I would do is go listen to something like the Danny Gokey thing. Go to mm-hmm. @DannyGokey and listen, and you'll see it up on his post. Listen to it because he talks about it much better than I would, but he talks about like people that are trying to neglect the how thoughts and prayers don't matter and stuff. So you're interfering with belief and mm-hmm. Christianity, and you just because someone else doesn't believe in it doesn't mean it doesn't matter. So
I think we need more of that, honestly.
In today's world.
You know, yeah. Like, that's where we need to turn to the most.
For sure. So it's just been weird. It's been funky. It was such to go pick up Tucker that day.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing too.
I hugged him so tight. Man, I lost it. My wife and I cried the whole day just because when you have kids, especially when you have kids, and there's probably a lot of people that listen that have kids, it just hits you differently. And especially when it's in your backyard. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of, you know, you see bad things that happen in the world, and you look out there and you're like, man, that sucks. Like, ooh. But then when it happens in your backyard, then it like, it's just like a whole new feeling that you can't describe unless it happens in your backyard. You know?
I mean, that's like less than 10 minutes from work. I go and get lunch in Green Hills. Mm-hmm. It's literally right there.
Yeah. Like, what do you say? This is what I think. If you're out there and someone loses someone that's so precious to them, a child, an innocent child, and the three innocent people that work there,
mm-hmm.
and the first inclination you have as a person is to push your agenda, you may want to reevaluate yourself. You may want to reevaluate who you are as a person, because as we all have our beliefs and things that we think that will change things, and there's a time and place for that. But the first thing I thought about were the kids and the parents and the people that lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's the very first thing I thought of.
And that those are someone's mom, dad, brother, mm-hmm. son, daughter that they no longer have.
Yeah. Let's get online and compare this bill to this bill, mm-hmm. and this congressman to this congressman, and this law against this law. Oh, you'll do this, but you won't do this. I'm sorry. It hasn't even been 3 hours. So, and those people out there know who they are.
Yeah, they do. I mean, that's the time to come together, but they somehow make it into like the most dividing thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's not what it's about.
I think people are forgetting to be people. Like, they're getting so caught up in the divide, they're forgetting to be people. I think everybody's guilty of it. Not one side.
Mm-hmm.
I think both sides are guilty of it. I think people are forgetting to be people. And it hits home when kids are involved. So, across the board, protect our kids. I'm talking on every level,
mm-hmm.
you should protect children, period. I don't even know how we go back into talking about something.
I don't either.
Like positive.
I don't either. I don't think it's possible.
But
I mean, I think.
I don't know. We tried to give you.
Set the mood for what's been going on. It's life, you know.
Yeah. We try, you know, here at Love Country Talk to Chuck, we, you know, Sammy's not here. She's probably mad at me because super inconsistent. But, you know. It's just like, I don't know. You know, you watch in 3 weeks, we're going to be talking about something else, which is the sad part.
That's the thing.
You know, right now everybody's hyper-focused on what can I accomplish out of this tragedy? Mm-hmm. How can I push my narrative with this tragedy? You know, here's what we can do. We can talk about this. This is positive. The Nashville Police Department.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Freaking amazing.
Yes.
You see the video?
Oh, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
I was like,
the body cam. That was.
I was so proud to be like, that's my police department. Hell yeah. Fucking crushed it. Walked in there, did exactly what they're trained to do. No questions asked. And even, I don't know, I don't think that anyone's talking about this. But if you listen to the body cam, the one officer, it was someone from the school was directing the officers where to go.
Yes, the woman when he pulled up.
And he's super, he goes, thank you, ma'am.
Right. And like, she like told them exactly where they are, very calm.
Yeah.
I feel like everything that needed to be done probably in that situation, that's not an easy situation at all. No one can prepare for that, but
for him to be like, okay, ma'am, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
To be like in the right frame of mind to still be polite mm-hmm. to someone and get shit done.
Yeah, I definitely applaud them.
To see something done how it should be done mm-hmm. that quick.
Because, it could have been a lot worse, obviously, if they had not reacted that quick. And
so forgive me if I'm wrong. We're talking about the police department. I wanted to make sure I got their names. So the Nashville police officer, Michael Collazo, and Officer Rex Engelbert. They shot and killed the shooter.
I do want to say in the video, though, I mean, there's so many more with them, too.
100%. You know? It was more than just them, but they ran towards the gunfire.
Right.
And, you know, they were the ones to get there.
I want
to
know what precinct it was. Or, you know, which department and all that, because all of them just did it right.
Well, in the very beginning, you know, he calls for three people.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like to specifically ask for his unit. He's like, I need three guys.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like he got in there.
I mean, those are heroes right there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Actually, no, I don't think there's a right answer. I don't think there's no solution. I posted something. There's deterrence, but I don't think there's a solution. The devil does not listen to rules. He does not. You can make all the rules and laws you want. The devil does not care. It might make it a little harder. Great, fine, make it harder. But there's bad people out there. And you gotta just. I saw something there is like, who stops a bad person with a gun? A good person with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I went to Avery's softball game. A couple days ago, the day after, and I was I went down there and I saw a police car and a police officer. I was like, okay, I actually feel safer. Mm-hmm. When she forgets a book bag or forgets her volleyball stuff or forgets that, and I got to drop it off at the school. Well, guess what? I got to get out of my truck. I got to walk past a police car and an officer, and I got to go up to a thing. I got to press the button. I got to look in a camera. I got to show my ID before they even think about unlocking the door.
Wow. So that's how it's always been?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it's always been. Mm-hmm. There's plenty. You know what? There's a lot of veterans that need jobs. A lot of highly trained veterans that need jobs. Just put them there.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Put them there. Did you know that there was an actual, for the shooter had other plans.
I did hear that. Like another school, but.
Because there was a deterrent, it changed her plans.
Mm-hmm. There was security at the other one, right?
Shocker. Because these cowards, they want to go into places where innocent people can't protect themselves. And it's a bunch of crap. I've never been mad for so long.
Uh-huh. And I think that's all of Nashville still. I mean, it's lingering that happens on innocent, the most defenseless humans or, you know, out there.
Did you see there was text messages that was out there that mm-hmm. the shooter was texting with one of her only friends or.
Yes. Right before it.
She clearly didn't want to live. You know?
Yes.
So what you think they give a shit about a law? Mm-hmm. You think they care about a rule? You think they care about agendas? You think they care about anything? They don't. There's no one right answer. There is no like, well, if you did this, it wouldn't have happened. No. Sorry, man. It's just not how it works. I'm all for deterring something. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gun owner. I hunted my whole life. I don't give a shit. Background check me all day long.
Right.
I don't care because guess what? I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't care. Ask me. Hey, okay, I'll wait 3 months. Great. I can wait because I'm not a psychopath. Make whatever law you want. The devil is going to find a way around it mm-hmm. is the point. And, you know, there's another side of things. Law abiding citizens will say, well, like why? Because of a psychopath, you're going to infringe on my beliefs and my deal. And that's where, you know, Cass and I were talking about this. It's like, it's crazy. It's such a gray area. And crazy's crazy, man. I don't know. It's everything. It's a blanket. If it's not this, they'll go and find this. If you can't do it with that, I'll turn and do it with this. Because they're crazy and they have mental problems. It's a mental health issue.
It is.
1,000%.
Yeah, we aren't addressing that. I mean, we stay away from mental illness and mental health when we know that that's happening all over the U.S. or the world. We don't talk about it and we don't fix it.
It's tough. It is. Because it's tough for us to sit here and be like, oh, I got the solution. No, we fucking don't. Mm-mm. No one does. Because you can't control crazy. Make it harder all day long. I'm all for that. Make it difficult. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. You can make it as hard as possible. But
I think things that are proven that we've seen, the security at schools right there. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, there's not an exact solution, but I feel like that would help.
You do the best you can.
Yeah.
With the resources you have and you live your life and mm-hmm. you go on. It's like when there's a terrorist attack, right? Do we just shut down and then we just hide in a corner? We still have to live our life. But we try to put in protocols and procedures to alleviate us getting attacked. I don't know. This is, it's such a weird thing to talk about.
It is.
Because no one has the answer.
And I mean, it's most likely going to happen again.
Sadly.
Because I mean, this was right, like you said, in our backyard, but this has been happening.
I think the immediate solution, right, is to have armed guards at all schools.
Yeah.
And some will say, well, my kids shouldn't go to a preschool and feel like they're walking into, you know, whatever. They need to feel like their kids are going to, well, I'd rather them be protected than not, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, obviously.
I don't know. I think it's a lot of things. So the victims, you know, it's, never say the shooter's name. But Evelyn Decaus, hopefully I'm saying her last name right. Deckhaus, 9 years old. Hallie Scruggs, 9 years old. William Kinney, 9 years old. Cynthia Peak, 61. Catherine Kuntz, 60. Mike Hill, 61. It's so sad. I know they are looking at it as a possible hate crime. I do know that.
Like resentment.
Yeah.
Because they went to the school.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a transgender killer targets Christian school. Had a manifesto. You know.
Oh, yeah. It was well thought out.
Well thought out. I don't know, man. I wish we had something better to talk about, but it's just kind of what's happening in today's world. And definitely wanted to come on here and acknowledge it. We're not here to push any of our agendas for sure. Because I don't know about you. I don't know the answer.
I don't either.
I don't know the answer on how to, there is no solution to stop something, to stop a psychopath, to know in advance what they're going to think or do. I think there's ways to make it more difficult for sure. I think there's ways to catch it before it happens through technology and whereabouts and people acknowledging that someone might be mentally ill and making sure they're not capable of doing something like this.
I mean, I think you said it best that they're a coward. I mean, they know that children are the most defenseless. So, of course, they're going to. That's the only reason I can think why you would ever target a child.
Yeah.
That's what I'll never understand.
Well, God bless the Nashville Police Department.
Yes.
And God bless those little babies and the three innocent people that work there. It's sad.
It
pisses me off.
I mean, they didn't deserve it. I hate it.
So anyway, that's about as real as we can be with this topic. We're not pretending we know the answer. We're not pretending that, you know, it's just horrible. It's a horrible thing. So I don't know. I don't know if I did a good job of talking about it, but I'm just kind of talking off the cuff of, like, you know, the last few days, that's all I've been thinking about. I'm like, shit, you know, what the fuck, man? All I knew is I just want my kid to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure somebody will find a way to hate how we talked about it, but
yeah, probably.
With that said, I don't know. Maybe take a moment to think about the people that lost their lives, the innocent people that lost their lives. So we love you guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Love Country Talk to Chuck. Maybe it's best that Sammy didn't make this one, you know?
I mean, yeah, this is probably not a good one to be in on. I should have let you just do it yourself.
I don't know. Oh, God. All right, love you. Okay. I'll see you. Hey, next week I'm going to be out of town. So
he's out of town, everybody.
But
shocker. Where are you going? Disneyland?
I don't know. Right now I just feel like going to hug my kid.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Love Country, Talk to Chuck.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.